Feels good to be back from vacay here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Spent the latter of last week in Las Vegas. And then, of course, last night, right before coming back here to the RRS, got to watch my Syracuse Orange lose to Marquette, ending their NCAA tournament bid. Matter of fact, it happened in Cleveland. That's where attorney Elizabeth Kelly is right now, checking into the Ralphie Radio Show. And Elizabeth, you know, I completely forgot. I have my Twitter and my LinkedIn accounts linked together. So you are following my every move in Las Vegas. I hope I didn't post anything incriminating.
Nothing incriminating, and thank God you didn't need my services during your weekend in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't either. I could have used your advice at the roulette table, but that's another story for another time. Okay, so David Schubert, this is the district attorney in Las Vegas that prosecuted Bruno Mars and Paris Hilton for cocaine possession. He's now had a little run-in with the law himself for cocaine possession. And I feel like, Elizabeth, because of the position that he's in, the book is going to get thrown at this guy, right?
No. That's where I disagree with you, Ralphie. First of all, you might think that as a criminal defense attorney that I'm taking a lot of joy in Mr. Schubert's arrest, but I'm not. For me, what it does is underscore just how prevalent substance abuse is in our society.
Mm-hmm.
And what people like Mr. Schubert need is treatment and rehabilitation. And they certainly don't need incarceration. To your point about the book being thrown at Mr. Schubert, I don't think that'll happen because most first-time drug offenders are put in some type of diversionary program.
Attorney Elizabeth Kelly here on the Ralphie Radio Show. We're talking about David Schubert, the district attorney out in Las Vegas that is now facing the same charges that he once prosecuted the likes of Paris Hilton and Bruno Mars for, cocaine possession. Ms. Kelly, when I hear these stories now, it takes a lot to surprise me these days. And these stories just don't surprise me anymore. Is it the same for you or no?
It didn't surprise me when I read the story, when it was reported, not only in People magazine, but in the American Bar Association Journal. So that tells you the broad coalition of people who are interested in this story. What did surprise me, though, is that a police officer witnessed this transaction. This guy was not seen buying from an undercover cop, but nonetheless, the transaction was witnessed. And I wonder if someone was not waiting to watch and see what happened. If maybe, and I'm not trying to cast aspersions on Mr. Schubert's character, but maybe there had been reports of his doing this before, that this was not a first-time occurrence, and law enforcement wanted to make sure that there was a witness to see what happened.
Now, bottom line, you can't run from the law, even if you are a part of the law.
You are the law.
Exactly, even if you are the law. Exactly. Attorney and radio talk show host Elizabeth Kelly joining us from Cleveland. Ms. Kelly, enjoy Charlie Sheen's appearance later next month.
I will give you a full report, Ralphie.